got with me today Bob Mills, who's got a well-known service called Expert Sources. Hi, Bob.
Hello.
Hi, Bob. And I just wanted to ask you a few questions about PR. And a lot of companies look to get free publicity, editorial, and often there are some fairly basic mistakes they make. Would you say that's right?
Yes, absolutely. I would stress, as you say, straight away that my business is editorial publicity. I mean, PR companies do a lot of things for a lot of organisations and do it very well, and I wouldn't knock that at all. What I deal in is editorial publicity, which is basically free publicity, which means if you get quoted in a newspaper or interviewed on radio or television, it can be worth thousands of pounds in terms of time and that you actually spend on the radio or television, but it's actually free advertising.
Yeah.
And it puts you into a context of authority and being an expert. I mean, let's face it, the media have interviewed you and you've got a comment on in the paper, or you've written an article, or you're heard on the radio, seen on the television. And it's a question of how you get that editorial publicity.
Yeah.
is why you would come to Expert Sources.
Yeah, and a lot of companies are trying to get that free publicity, and there are some fairly common traps that they fall into. Is that right?
Yes. Your words, not mine. Yes, I mean, the favourite is the press release, which a lot of companies send out, both on their own behalf or via PR companies. Basically, they are not really a story. They are just a puff for the business concerned, just a marketing
yeah.
tool, and journalists can see through that, and it's so annoying.
Yes.
And they look at that, and they just throw it away,
yeah.
and just realise that a lot of the material that comes from those companies is of no interest or no value whatsoever.
Yeah. So, what can they do?
A marketing tool.
What can they do to make sure that it does work for them? Just a few quick points.
The way Expert Sources works is ideal as far as journalists can. Because instead of pitching stories and ideas to journalists, many of whom don't actually want those stories pitched to them at that time, what we do is we say, right, here are the experts, this is what they can talk about, come and find them when you need them.
Yeah.
So an expert would register with Expert Sources and put keywords relating to what they can talk about.
Yeah.
Let's say it's a legal expert, he's an expert in divorce maybe, power of attorney or wills or whatever it is. Put those keywords in, and when a journalist needs an expert on wills, power of attorney or marriage or divorce or whatever,
yeah.
they search via those words and up come the contact details
right.
of someone who can talk about it. And the good thing about that is instead of pitching to the media, you are actually making yourself available at the very point that the journalist wants you. And that's the key.
That's a terrific service there, Bob. So just giving you a quick plug now, what's the web address there? It's expertsources.co.uk?
It's although I don't think most people say that these days, but it is www.expertsources.co.uk.
Well, thanks, Bob. And thanks very much for your time today. Really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.